I'm joined by Iona Liddington, who's the Director of Public Health at the Royal Borough of Kingston-upon-Thames. Thank you for joining us.
It's good to be here. Thank you.
Now, Kingston's currently seeing the biggest fall in coronavirus cases in London, which is very impressive. 262 confirmed cases were reported in the week to October the 31st, and that's down on 109 on the previous week, with a rolling seven-day rate of 147.6 per 100,000 people. When we last spoke to you, you warned people that they needed to follow the rules, and especially around the riverside. Does this prove that they are?
So I think it's been really good to see our number of positive cases dropping quite quickly, as you've said. And we know that social distancing is absolutely crucial in that. So the more people are socially distanced and have less social contact, the less likely there is to be transmission. So we'd seen quite a lot of crowding in various locations, including the riverside, and the curfew measures with restaurants closing at 10 p.m, which has come in since the middle of September, has certainly helped with that. But we know local people are acting responsibly, are maintaining their social distance, and also doing the other prevention messages, which are really important, like frequent hand washing and wearing face coverings.
And why do you feel that Kingston's figures are falling faster than other London boroughs?
Actually, if we look across London boroughs, we can see this trend's happened in a lot of places. So a rapid increase, and that may be because of the start of the September term for schools, universities being back, people generally socialising more, enjoying the sort of mild weather we had in September. And some of the other boroughs were ahead of us and climbed steeply. But in a similar way, those boroughs have seen quite rapid falls as well, as we have in Kingston. And that's probably down to quite a few different things. As I say, those prevention measures, the impact of the rule of six and the curfew at 10 p.m. for the nighttime economy. And as you know, Kingston has quite a vibrant nighttime economy, has a lot of eateries, restaurants, and therefore sort of changes to those will have had an impact on our infection rates. But I also think we've been doing quite well with our testing. So we've had large numbers of people testing, but a lot of those people have been positive. So we've had a high positivity rate. And we really need to ask people to keep going, and if they've got symptoms, to self-isolate and book a test, because we really need to pick up anyone who's positive and support them to self-isolate. So we've had a lot of testing go on, and that's helped us to pick out those people that are positive and break those onward chains of transmission by them self-isolating.
Brilliant. Now, obviously, people are being encouraged to, now they're in lockdown two, as people are calling it, to make sure they're getting their exercise, get some fresh air, try and see some daylight in our slightly gloomy winter that's happening at the moment. At the weekend, Royal Parks had queues of up to 20 minutes for Bushey and Richmond Parks. So should people be avoiding these spaces, do you think, at busy times?
It's really helpful if people spread out when they're active. Clearly, the weekend was busy. It was nice weather. I think people were making the most of being able to go out. So we're really asking people to act responsibly, that they perhaps if they see someone that's busy, maybe they go to another area. They choose a less busy time. We know the town centre was quite busy. So it's being sensible. Try and spread out when you're active. Make sure you only meet up with one person. We don't want to see any groups forming. And be sensible, because the more you can socially distance, the less likely you are to pick up the infection.
And my last question to you is, what's your advice generally for people living in Kingston going forwards?
So I would ask them to please act responsibly, to follow the prevention messages, so that hand washing, don't give up on that. It's still one of the best ways you can protect yourselves and your families, to use face coverings. And whilst clearly it's in particular premises, there's good evidence that actually wearing a face covering more generally when you're out about will help protect others as well as yourself. And also keep that social distance, that 2 metres is really, really important. And lockdown, obviously there's a lot more guidance associated with that in terms of making sure that you aren't meeting up with more than one person when you're out and about. And if you follow these simple rules, that will help reduce your risk of getting the infection. But if you do develop any symptoms, a temperature, a new cough, and if you lose your sense of taste or smell or have a change, then you absolutely must go home. The self-isolation is absolutely crucial. Book a test and wait for your result. If it's positive, then obviously you clearly continue self-isolating, as should all of your household members whilst you're waiting for that test result. If it's positive, they have to self-isolate for 14 days. There is help available. So if you need help with shopping or medicines, contact the Kingston Stronger Together Hub, and they'll be able to help help you with advice and information. There's also, for some people on low incomes, a £500 grant that you can get if you're on a low income to help you self-isolate. So there's lots of measures in place to make it easier for you to do that period of self-isolation. So I urge people to follow that guidance.
Iona, thank you so much for your time and the very best of luck with everything for the rest of November.
All right. Thanks very much. Nice to do it with you. Cheers for now.